Believers are preparing to assist Hurricane Felix's victims. A Christian Dalit school wins an academic award in India, and a Parliament prayer breakfast leads to Bibles in Uganda. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Hurricane Felix slammed into the Nicaragua-Honduras border yesterday, breaking records. The Category 5 storm marks the first time that two Atlantic hurricanes reached land as top-level storms in the same season. Many Christian organizations are ready for action. Christian Reformed Rural Relief Committee's Jacob Kramer says they're concerned about the lingering rain like Hurricane Mitch 10 years ago.
The real damage was done in the mainland of Honduras, and they were very much the result of floodings and enormous landslides and mudslides.
12,000 people died. According to Kramer, the CRWRC is helping in ways secular organizations can't.
We are able to work with the local churches there, and with Christ in the center of our lives, we are able to express that in Honduras, particularly during a time of calamities.
Funding is needed. Go to our website to help. Meanwhile, a Dalit school in India's Tamil Nadu state just won an award for its academic achievement. The school is supported by Partners International. Partners Tom Chandler says the school took first place in a test-based competition run by the House of the Teacher Educational Agency. More than that, though, it's helping tear down caste barriers in the community.
The school is causing the Dalit community to be accepted by the higher caste community, and through that, they're now getting privileges for job opportunities.
The establishment of the Kingdom of God includes holistic transformation. Chandler says education plays a key role in that transformation.
It's also breaking down spiritual barriers. Already what we've seen happening is that a number of the higher caste Hindus are beginning to investigate what Christianity is all about. And there's been some who have already come to faith, which is significant.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Upon visiting Uganda, Dale Randolph, CEO of World Bible Translation Center, was invited to speak at Uganda's Parliament Prayer Breakfast. He says something intriguing happened.
I told them a little bit about our desire to give a Bible to every school teacher in Uganda, and they immediately got excited about this, and Parliament began to ask, hey, could we have a copy of that Bible ourselves?
WBTC is doing just that and personalizing the 300 Bibles, too. On the same trip, Randolph had a second meeting with the First Lady of Uganda. The first time they met,
she was urging Parliament to set aside a day of prayer in Parliament. And so there are several influences that are going on very high placed in that country that encourages people to know about our Lord.
Randolph will deliver the Bibles to Parliament on the National Day of Prayer, October 3rd. Pray for the bold Christian leaders of Uganda while ministry doors are open. Next, in an effort to better be the hands and feet of Christ in an emergency, World Hope International recently enlisted the help of Purdue University's technology department. The team developed a new web-based disaster management software program that will streamline crisis response. It allows WHI to keep track of supplies, volunteers, and command sites. The system eliminates much of the paperwork and allows quick response in the first 48 hours of a crisis. And finally, Audio Scripture Ministries continues to see growth as a result of a partnership with the United Bible Society of Mozambique. Missionary Chad VandenBosch had good talks with the team there and developed long-range agreements to get God's Word and audio, both regular and dramatized scripture passages, out to more people in this needy country. Pray for the project funding and also for a way to get more scripture players into the country for distribution. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's growing across the West, and few Christians know much about it. With a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you learn and pray during Islam's holy month of Ramadan. Time's running out. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.